DEP Commissioner Bonnie Heupel, here we are in Climate Week at a municipal wastewater treatment plant that's actually below sea level.
We are, and we here in Massachusetts, you know, we've been around for a long while here, right? Centuries. So the way that we would plan for and the areas that we would build in now are not the same as they were when the Commonwealth was founded. We are working with what we've got. So we, at plants like this, are equipping them for the realities of today and the challenges that we face with climate change. They've been incredibly forward-thinking here in terms of moving utilities off the ground, moving them up so that when there are storm events, there is flooding, they're not affected and they're able to continue to provide services.
You're getting some help from the federal government with all of these projects.
We are. We're getting tremendous amounts of help through the bipartisan infrastructure law in particular. It's really the moment for energy and environment. That funding, we are chasing it. We want to win Massachusetts' share of those federal dollars. The governor always says we're the most competitive state in the nation. We're also supporting these efforts at the state level. So the governor's budget, which she signed a few weeks ago, supports energy and environment affairs in Massachusetts with an unprecedented level of funding. 1% of the total state budget goes to the agencies that make this work happen.
In Hull, Charles Matheson, WATD News.